We're joined now by Mark Rogers of Mark Rogers TV. And Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt. Trey, how you doing?
We're doing good.
Mark, the football season has not gone well for the Arkansas Razorbacks, at least not the way that most Arkansas fans would have liked for it to go. With that said, is this the bottoming out right now in your estimation?
Well, I think your listeners would like to think so. Seven consecutive games in the SEC, and we really see the gap, not necessarily between Arkansas and some of the better games that they've played, specifically Florida, despite the score they were in that game. We've had some discussions about the Texas A&M game, which I think is by far the best performance of the season. But, you know, that Alabama, obviously that bar is extremely high, the highest in the nation. That's a 52-point bar right now. 52-7 against South Carolina. Deficiencies on defense all over the place. The passing game, probably the worst in the conference. The offensive line, the running game with the two exceptional backs that you have in Collins and Williams, I think that's where the foundation is right now. And you've got some spots on defense that especially up front in that front seven where you can rely on some guys going forward. Yeah, the depth isn't going to be there, I don't think, for a couple of years to compete at the highest of levels in that division.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. There might be another year, and you're right. Arkansas fans don't want to hear that, but next year I don't see this team winning 9-10 games either. And around the country, I want to get into some Heisman talk with you as well, but I want to get in on Art Briles' 10-year deal. What does that mean? You know, is that really – you think he should cure it up there? Is that to help keep other teams from coming up there and trying to get him? How secure is that 10-year deal for Art Briles there at Baylor?
Well, in regards to what Baylor's been able to do on the field, I think that he's done something there that I'm not going to say is unprecedented, but it's rare in that he's taken a school that's extremely small by large conference standards in regards to – the enrollment size and the lure of the university, and you know they attract not to the standard of Stanford or Northwestern or Duke, but a different type of student athlete. But he's been able to play a brand of football and attract a certain athlete that maybe flies under the radar as a 4 or 5 star athlete, but is still extremely speedy, athletic players. And he's got something going there that I think is for the. Again, I think as people that have been watching college football, as we have for decades and decades, you know, we are attracted by the major brands and the programs. But for these kids that are 18 years old and right now in high school at 16 and 17, yeah, they know what Alabama is, Ohio State, Florida State on down the line, but they don't think of Baylor as being a second-class citizen necessarily. They know RG3. They know the very, very recent history. So I think he's got something going where he's kind of distinguished himself in the Big 12 as something chic, something that a chic place to play for the student athlete out there that wants to play that style of brand of football, and you can relate it to the basketball analogy up and down the floor, that loves to get out there, spread it 4 and 5 wide, and have fun. And attracts that kind of athlete, kind of in an Oregon model, but more so with the passing game than the running game. But in terms of them being able to hang on to him for 10 years, we know how things change in college football in the matter of 6 to 8 months or one football season. So
whenever
he's going to be well sought after.
And Mark, whenever someone wants to open up their checkbook, too, things can change on in an instant.
Yes, you guys know that more than anybody with
yes.
Your head football coach.
Yes. Let's talk about the SEC. Alabama, number one team in the country, undefeated. They're on the road at Mississippi State this week, and then they have Chattanooga at home, and then they go on the road at Auburn. Do you see them stumbling anywhere before getting to the SEC championship game?
If you just look at the records and the rankings, Auburn would obviously be the big bump in the road. It's amazing what Gus Malzahn has accomplished there. I don't think any of us anticipated this kind of springboard into a national top seven ranking, but at the same time, we knew that this was not a 3-9 football team, an 0-8-8 SEC caliber football team, that there was just too much talent down there. But to raise it to that level has been amazing. At the same time, I think that the real matchup belies the records and the rankings. I don't think that these teams are that close. I think the point spread, if it's under 20, would be a one to go after, possibly. Just because I think Auburn, though they've done a lot of things, if you look at the rushing game, you guys experienced it watching Arkansas play Auburn. You ran for like 222 yards in that game. They gave up tons of rushing yardage to LSU, their one loss of the season. Last week against Tennessee, Rajon Neal ran it up and down the field. They're not stopping the run, and they're one-dimensional on offense. And I just think that spells death against Alabama. Alabama's going to smell blood. They know that they just need to stop the read option in the running game with Trey Mason, Nick Marshall, for as good as they are. If they don't have to defend the pass, and this is a team that threw it 7 times last week, 9 times the week before, and they're not throwing it downfield. This is a lot of slip screens, bubble screens, not throwing the ball downfield. Those Alabama corners are going to be up on their receivers. The safeties are going to be playing the running game. It's going to be extremely difficult for Auburn if they can't stop the run or can't open up the offense on Alabama, and I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I'm with you. And to kind of stay in the SEC, but go to Florida. Florida is 4-6 in their last 10 games. If you go to that Louisville beatdown last year in the bowl game, South Carolina, Georgia Southern, Florida State. What is the state of Florida going to be when they don't make a bowl game this year?
Well, I certainly think the one thing that Will Muschamp has in his corner is that he did go 11-1 before the Sugar Bowl loss last year, and he's racked up several recruiting classes. People don't want to hear the excuse of injuries, but they've been hit as hard as anybody in the country on both sides of the football, probably Georgia more so than anyone on the offensive side of the football. But they've been hit so hard with injuries that if I was running the show, under normal circumstances, Will Muschamp would certainly be on the hot seat. But considering the injuries, I think you can make that excuse in one particular football season. So that's considering the quarterback, the number one running back. You're talking Mack Brown, you're talking Jeff Driskel, you're talking Dominique Easley, one of the best defenders in college football, that's a valid excuse to carry you through one season, but this better be a 9 or 10 win football team next season.
But do you think, Mark, though, that what they went through last year, losing to Louisville in the Sugar Bowl, and then the season that they're having right now, that yeah, you can see the fan base and why they are the way they are. I mean, this could be the first time in like 20-some-odd years that Florida doesn't go to a bowl game.
Well, you're certainly right about the fan base, because that's one of the more rabid fan bases in the country. And when you see empty seats in the swamp and see people leaving by the droves and it not being a sellout from kickoff, it's just one of those places that's typically automatic sellout. And as you guys well know, after wins and losses, if you're losing attendance, and we saw it with Lane Kiffin, we saw 45 and 50,000 people at the L.A. Coliseum with 40,000 empty seats, that's the next thing on the list in regards to, hey, we're losing money here. We're losing football games, and that's translating to money and dollars, and a fan base that's become very apathetic. That could be definitely a sign of him needing to turn things around immediately at the start of next season. But I, for one, think he's safe for this season going into next season.
Mark, we got about 30 seconds. Right now, who, in your mind, plays for the national championship?
Alabama, Florida State, I think it's pretty clear cut, and we typically see upsets coming down the stretch, but I just don't see it here. I think if Alabama loses, then it gets extremely messy, because it's most likely against Auburn, who could clear the path to the SEC championship game with one loss, or Missouri with one loss, and I think real hardcore college football fans would have an issue with a national championship game with no SEC champion, because
Florida State and Baylor.
To consider that legitimate.
Mark, as always, we appreciate it. People can find you at markrogerstv.com.
Very good. I appreciate it.